Going through a breakup anytime is extremely difficult. Going through a breakup around the holidays can feel that much harder, which is why I'm always very excited to bring you guys the Black Friday sale. For Breakup Bestie Black Friday, you get 50% off all of my courses. That means you can get my entire Heal Your Breakup bundle for only $99. You can also get each individual course that makes up the bundle for only $25. Breakup First Aid Kit for those of you who just went through your breakup. Detox Your Ex for those of you struggling with no contact and distancing yourself from your ex. Breakthrough Your Breakup for those of you who are really ready to dive into the deeper healing. And Moving On After Heartbreak for those of you who are looking at what does it look like to move on from my ex. You get all of these courses for lifetime access. So if you just went through your breakup and you can't even think about moving on, you can purchase the whole bundle now and use it whenever you need it. You can always come back to it. So if you're struggling, I highly recommend taking advantage of this sale and trying something different with one of the courses. Each course comes with video lessons from me. They each come with a digital workbook, and they each come with the bonus of the 90-day digital breakup journal. So it is packed full of value, a great thing to start utilizing as an extra tool to help you through this breakup. So head to breakupbestie.com. You will see all of the courses listed there. You can also head to the link in my show notes where you will find a quiz if you're looking to just purchase one and you want to figure out what's the best fit for you. So again, head to breakupbestie.com and take advantage of this sale. It is only valid through November 30th. That is 50% off every single one of my courses for lifetime access.
You know what can make breakups even harder than they already are? PMS. I don't know about you, but my PMS gives me such bad anxiety, racing thoughts, and a lot of bloating, all of which is a recipe to make a breakup feel that much more intense. To help combat my PMS symptoms, I've been loving Estro Control by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially in women who suffer from PMS. I was so interested to learn how this supplement worked. It actually helps support the liver, which is where hormones are processed. And when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, that's what causes those awful PMS symptoms. So to help combat your PMS symptoms, I highly recommend Estro Control so you're not robbed of a week of your life every single month. Not fair. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HEARTBREAK for 15% off today.
Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass.
Welcome back to another expert episode of the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Very excited to bring a friend of mine onto the show today, Jessica Stone. I have known Jessica for 5 years now. I have been a client of hers. I have done tarot sessions with her, Reiki sessions with her. She is truly just a gift in so many different ways. She's the author of The Art of Intuitive Tarot. I own her tarot deck. She has tons of free meditations on her Instagram. And we're talking today about the energetics of breakups. And with that, dreams and what dreams can mean during a breakup. I will urge you, if you're not someone who believes in the spiritual or believes in energetics, listen to this podcast. The way that she was able to frame things like having dreams about your ex and not so much thinking of it as, oh, I don't want to dream about my ex, thinking of it as, wow, this is my body processing the breakup for me while I'm sleeping. Or we talk about the gift that an ex can continue to give us months and years down the road. So it honestly changed my perspective on dreaming about exes, and I love her take on this, and I think it's a really important episode to look at The fact that our exes don't forget each other. And I say this a lot. I've made videos about it. Your ex is not going to forget you. And she really dives into why that is and why it's important that exes don't forget each other. So anyways, check out Jessica. Check out her Instagram. Check out her Patreon. Get her tarot deck. She's a gem. Welcome, Jess, to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. So happy to have a friend in real life on the show.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for having me.
So as someone who knows about your background, I would love if you could start with what led you to doing energy, like all the stuff that you do, energy work, tarot. Like, I feel like that's, your story is very interesting. So I would love if you could share it.
Yeah. Well, you know, since I was one of those children, and I think a lot of people can relate when they're young, having very sensitive energy to all things outside of the human experience, whether feeling things or even seeing, as silly as it is, ghosts, you know, or having premonitions, dreams. So definitely just one of those kids. However, I was in an environment that fostered it, honestly, like in my personal home. And even through, I grew up in Texas where religion and football is everything. And even in the more, you know, I guess Texas faith, it was a very comfortable thing to be able to channel and speak to, you know, the Holy Spirit. So it was fostered and I think developed further and definitely a personal interest. However, my life took me in a different way. I was in the clothing industry and became a parent. And, you know, I never really thought my personal interest or this gift I had could be a career, just because basically, you know, I definitely consider myself just like any of us, you know, it's like a human with a million things going on, completely intelligent in some ways and completely lost in others. So how would I show up as, you know, I guess someone leading more spiritual work? But honestly, about 8 years ago, it came towards me where I couldn't deny it. You know, my life's path, my life's work just kept on showing up. And, you know, I think what built it into the business it is today is because of my background in fashion, knowing how to build a brand. So just having that awareness, having a perspective of marketing and guidance toward the message you're giving out. And flash forward, you know, I have an amazing tarot deck and an amazing private community and just a beautiful work I get to do for this planet. So kind of landed here right now.
I love it. I love it. And I am an owner of your tarot deck. I love it. I've gotten it for friends. It's such, highly, highly recommend it. But it's funny, when I reached out to you, I've wanted to have you on the show for a while. And it's like, it was so, I was thinking last week about this topic of dreams, because it's honestly one of the most common questions I get by far is, I'm constantly dreaming about my ex. What do I do? How do I deal with it? What does it mean? And so when I reached out to you, it was like, oh, this is like a, you know, you're the perfect person to have on to talk about this. And I wanted to start off by asking, what happens energetically when we lose a significant partner, a significant relationship in our life? Because it's, as much as it feels like it's just taken away from us, it's just not that simple, obviously. So can you talk a little bit about what's happening?
Yeah. And, you know, let's go into the idea first, the framework that, and think of it with like you and an ex-partner, mm-hmm. or even somebody who's in your life from a family member or a friend. So energy cannot be created or destroyed. So that's important to understand. So you have somebody who is now close into your life, like a romantic relationship, and it ends. I think so often energetically, people want it to end, go away, yeah. Disappear. However, it is technically impossible. So really you need to learn to transmute it into something different. And if you go into the idea of this person was perfectly designed to be in my life at a certain time, then what did this energy change into? Did it change into growth, perspective, fresh eyes on the world, or clarity in what you desire in a relationship? So really going into this place of, you're going to probably feel them forever. Yeah. And I think technically the brain, you know, feels pain and sorrow for a while. But once you get past that grief stage, when you feel them, not trying to shut it off, not trying to close it off, but seeing that energy for what it is. Just like, you know, you look outside, every single thing that's on this planet has been here since the beginning of time, which is so trippy. You know, we are made up of stardust, and yet, you know, you're Kendra and I'm Jessica.
Yeah.
We're definitely not some star off in, you know, the galaxy right now. So how cool is that? We don't sit there forever going, I wish I was still a planet out there. Yes. It's like, no, I'm now. But, you know, so really going through the process of honoring energy changing and what you want it to change into for you individually.
That makes so much sense. And I mean, I think it's probably the work that I'm doing, but I know people will tell me, I thought about an ex from like 10 years ago. And I think I'm like, that happens to me all the time. And I know obviously I'm centered in work around exes, but like people will say, is my ex going to forget me? And I don't know. We don't forget people in that regard. You know, it's those, the people that make a significant imprint on our lives is not just something that we're going to like completely forget, even though sometimes I know we want to. It's just not something that happens. I don't know. We're like so shaped by relationships. And I think relationships, at least for me, have been my greatest teacher for my life. So being able to, like you said, transmute it into something more of a reflection and learning lessons is so important.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like relationships, same for me, have been so transformative in my life. However, like when you get those weird, oh, I'm just thinking of it, whether it's a friend or an ex, you know, or a random moment that even happened, you know, honor that moment because, and I say this openly, they are probably at that same time having a flash of you.
Mm.
And so in that moment, you can't control what their flash is. It might be like, oof, remember that time I had no communication skills and, you know, this person that helped me grow into a better communicator because she was not the one for me or he was not the one for me. You know, you don't know what they're experiencing from it, but energetically, they are in that exact moment having an imprint as well. So honoring that and just saying, okay, what was my lesson in this? And what did I get from this? And, you know, I always say like send love and like blessings to that person at that moment.
Yeah.
And continue throughout your day and know that they are having a symbolism for their own reality, meaning you don't get to control what symbol you are in their life.
Yeah.
At that moment. So it is a beautiful thing of we never fully lose each other.
Yeah. And I feel like that's, hopefully that's validating to people who, it's just appearances are so tough, especially with social media. And I hear so often that I'm struggling so much with the breakup. And from all appearances, it looks like my ex has completely just moved on. And therefore, I don't mean anything to them or our relationship wasn't significant to them. But no, that is not the reality. And energetically, you guys are linked for forever. And, you know, in the experience that you shared together during that time for that specific reason, or I don't know, whatever it looks like.
Yeah, definitely. Like very rarely, and only in the place. And I think every single person has experienced it where, you know, it's non-consensual, where it's like that felt not in the energy exchange. And that's something we want to be aware of, is honoring the experience and also going, I don't want to change this into, you know, like letting an experience be complete. And just other people being, again, symbolisms for your own life, but it's your own journey. So that's where, again, when you get a flash of them, honor them, you know, say a little blessing and go about your day, because there's no point in that if it's not a part of your journey to open up that energy, because then you're just collecting debris that you have to clear again. And it's like, wait, I already learned my lessons. And sometimes it takes a lot of rounds.
Yeah.
You know, we all of us have been there, and that's growth too of, wow, that person was energetically there for me as I had to over and over learn this lesson.
Yep.
You know, again, giving grace to the whole situation.
Yes. And very important point that you said of, we don't have, like, we can allow the thought or the experience to just be that. Because I think it's so tempting to stew on it, assign meaning to it, take it as, you know, if you're someone that really wants to reach out to them, you could take it as, I should reach out to this person. That's not what it means. It means just accept it for what it is. And then, like you said, go about your day, because I don't know, it doesn't have to be more than that, right?
No, and I would go into, if you have a flash or a sensation, whether it's 10 years or 10 days ago,
yeah,
there is meaning behind it. So what is the meaning coming up? Remembering that meaning is only for your experience.
Got it. Okay.
So unless, you know, again, like if communication was there of this is truly an ex now.
Yeah.
There is meaning behind every single thought and feeling, but it's just for your experience of like, wow, that's beautiful that I have the ability to reminisce. Then what else could I reminisce on? Where else could I pull, you know, lessons from? Or taking a moment to journal and saying, I thought I cleared this, but ooh, that was a moment of rage that just showed up 10 years later. Congratulations. Like, okay. I've now got the state of awareness to work through it a little bit further. So your ex could give you gifts month after month that until you arrive into it, you're not ready. And then it's like, ah, wow. Like that's another beautiful gift.
I love that perspective on it, that they will continuously provide lessons into yourself. And two, it doesn't, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. To me, it doesn't seem like if you got a lesson a year down the road and all of a sudden you have like a very intense feeling or memory that you're, and you get a big reaction around it, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not over this person. It's just it's a new lesson or a new memory to process or a new layer of things. You know, it's, I feel like healing from something that significant is so layered.
Yeah. And, you know, and you might not have been ready at that moment to have the newest lesson. So again, like how cool is it that we continually are growing and changing? Or maybe a new love has brought up different things where it brings a new perspective in. And you have to remember everything happens energetically before physical form, for, you know, it's the observer effect. So realize anyone you are connected with in a deep way, you're going to have a relationship for your whole life.
Okay.
So it does not mean that you need to have a physical relationship, but they are a part of your essence. And so with that is allowing it to bring like life force energy into you instead of a draining place of, you know, what is this? What's happening? Let me ruminate and spin. It can be for good.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I feel like either if you fight it where, you know, it's, I want this person out of my head. I want, you know, just fighting the experience. I don't know. In my experience, at least, it feels like that makes things stick around longer because I'm just pushing against it when in reality, it needs to teach me something probably.
And you're getting the lesson in real time.
Yeah.
I fight against lessons. And again, we've all been there where it's like, ooh, wow, I'm learning stubbornness.
Yeah.
Let me sit with this, you know, or control. I want this to mean this. I want it to mean that we're supposed to get back together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're, again, I think you're going to be the expert in that, but there's so many tools you can decide if you're supposed to be together with somebody or not.
Yes, that makes sense where you're, if you're fighting against it, it sticks around longer. And if you're not utilizing it for what's the bigger picture for what this can mean for me. And I love that you said, like, it's about your personal experience. It doesn't mean anything about them. It doesn't mean anything that you need to say to them or, you know, see them. It just means, okay, what does this mean for Kendra? That's like all we're focusing on.
And they're having at that same time, if, you know, you go with the theory of how energy works, an experience about you. So you don't have to feel fully like, will they forget about me? Be like, wow, that's beautiful that they're having an experience of me too. So in this moment, I'm going to send some love out into the universe.
Yeah.
And just as we sit here on this podcast, I see you have, you know, some cherry blossoms, I think, in the background.
Yeah.
You see, you know, lamps are not both true, yet I'm staring at cherry blossoms. You're staring at lamps. So how am I to even understand what you are seeing, and how are you to understand what I'm seeing, if that makes sense? So you have to go with the trust of if somebody was in your life, you're connected forever. And it might be the hardest thing ever. And there are probably some people listening to this deep in it, yeah. Like day 5, 6 of like, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
And having empathy for yourself, you know, but really defining what the energetic lesson is for each time you get a wave of it, honoring it and moving forward.
I love that.
It will change and it will evolve, but not being like, this is nothing, or pushing away from it. Breathe it in, look at it.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to like feel that lesson and move forward.
I feel like a lot of people, because you hear so much of people say, process your feelings. And they're like, what the heck does processing my feelings mean? This is a perfect example of processing your feelings. A feeling comes up, you look at it, you learn from it, and then you let it go.
And you could even, you know, ways to process further if, you know, because I think active things while you're really in the thick of breakups is beneficial.
Yes.
And look at the current sensations going on and even, you know, sit quietly and try to find, you'll find there usually will be a root cause of it. It's like looking at a flower. If you follow the stem down, I bet you'll be able to find the root of it and even be like, whoa, this has to do with that time in third grade when my crush didn't notice me. And boom, then you can even heal versions of you. Again, everyone is symbolism for your own story. Mm-hmm. And if you even want to get more trippy, go get like a past life regression, be like, where is this coming from? I can't find it in this life. Let's go further. So realize the origin story of whatever you're feeling, probably 99.999% of the time, isn't exactly it. That person is being symbolism.
Yeah. I mean, I completely believe that because I mean, if I look at just in my past relationships, the version of me that was with that person, it all matched up perfectly, you know, like the version of me, what I thought about myself, what I believed about myself, the version of my life that I was acting out, it was a perfect match at that time.
Exactly. And even, you know, again, like when you have that whoosh of a feeling energetically, and I think we all know the difference, and I think everybody should give themselves credit of, we know when we're having like thought and when it's an energetic feeling. And I think that's what throws a lot of people off is going, should I reach out? That felt more than yes. just a thought. You are, especially in the thick of those emotions, having a lot of psychic connection with people you're intertwined with. So, you know, even working with yourself a year from now, even, you know, when you think of them, you could even go, okay, then I'm going to just send love to whoever that person is a year from now. And, you know, just again, not getting so caught up in the moment and thinking that's where all the answers are, because so much is probably yet to be revealed.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. The holidays are approaching, which I know can feel scary when you're going through a breakup. This may not be the way that you were envisioning to spend the holiday season, but I want to remind you that many of the winter comforts can still be accessible to you. Why not plan a holiday movie night with your friends or sign up to volunteer in your community for the day? Or set up a therapy session, which is a great way to bring yourself some comfort that never goes away, even when the season changes. During seasons where I've experienced loneliness or difficult life chapters, therapy has been a comfort I look forward to every week to sort things out and provide a new perspective. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find comfort this December with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. I know we all have certain people in our lives that are very hard to shop for. For me, that has always been my dad. And for those people in my life, I love gifting Masterclass. With Masterclass, your loved ones can learn from the best to become their best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 of the world's best. That's why Wirecutter calls it an invaluable gift. As someone who has used Masterclass, the amount of knowledge and expertise on this site is incredible. So far, my two favorite classes that I've taken is Robin Arzon on building mental strength and Esther Perel, who we love, on relational intelligence. 88% of members have felt that Masterclass made a positive impact on their lives. The classes really make a difference. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/heartbreak for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/heartbreak. masterclass.com/heartbreak. One of the reasons I love the holiday season so much is there are so many opportunities to dress up between holiday parties, family dinners, and more. This holiday season, switch up your look and slay any event with Pear Eyewear's customizable glasses and holiday-themed top frames. Their merriest and most anticipated collection lets you light up any outfit with a jolly assortment of snowy scenes, classic plaids, and your favorite festive hues. I love a good themed dress-up, and I love that I can be on theme this holiday without having to buy multiple pairs of glasses. I can just use Pear's top frames and instantly be festive on a budget since they start at just $25. Pear Eyewear offers infinite possibilities starting at just $60, including your prescription. Plus, take advantage of the biggest savings of the year during their site-wide holiday sale. Save 20% off at PearEyewear.com. Get matching pairs for the little ones, stuff a stocking, or gift a pair to yourself during Pear's site-wide holiday sale. Go to PearEyewear.com and shop the holiday sale to save 20% off site-wide. And support the show by mentioning that Heal Your Heartbreak sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's PAIREyewear.com.
Yeah. And I feel like I've used the analogy of a breakup being like a video game where there's different levels, you know, and it's I like in AA, they use the an onion that you're just uncovering layers of an onion. But I think either a cake or a video game is more fun than an onion. But I do feel like you're hitting different levels of the breakup. And I feel like when you are 6 months down the road and you're hit with something really intense, it's not a regression. I think it's more of a progression that you're experiencing. And it means that you're up leveling in a way, if you're able to see what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, you can do things of like cord cutting and letting things go. And don't be like, it didn't work when you still have new sensations, because all you're doing is, again, like, you know, just because you grew out of your old shoes doesn't mean that you still don't wear shoes. It's just you're getting new pairs. So allowing, you know, each part to happen. So there's nothing, it's like, you don't have to be like, okay, just consume me, but be like, everything about this relationship that I just had, I am releasing.
Yeah.
And let me go. And I bet the next day a new version will come. And you'll be like, that was only, you know, 12 hours. Two notches down. Yeah. Again, three notches down. It, you know, that's the thing is like to try to, have you ever thought you're going to like redo your whole room?
Yeah.
It's like when you get in and you're like, I got nowhere, yeah. You know, it's like, give it a moment, just, you know, start with little tidbits and eventually over time, the room will change.
I love that. Okay. So I want to make sure we talk about dreams. Yeah. What are dreams?
I'm going to put dreams in two different places because okay. I want to be realistic. Dreams are your body processing at night, all the things that happened. And obviously you brought me on so you're comfortable with what I'm about to say. Yeah. But in theory, when we are sleeping and our body goes into rest, our spirit, our soul goes and plays and meets up with even exes or future people. We are in the energetic world. Our physical body, it goes into processing mode, meaning our physical body knows how to self-heal, knows how to regulate, how to take care of itself. So all night it is digesting all these different feelings and emotions and maybe a weird show you watched or someone you talked to on the street. It's just processing and coming back into regulation. So that is one part of dreams. So if you're fresh in a breakup and have a lot of emotions, allow extremely vivid dreams of your ex. Allow like, oh my gosh, why is this happening over and over? Your body is coming back into regulating its nervous system. Like, be like, thank you for that dream of them. It's not stored anymore. It can look at it, you know, and perhaps when you go to sleep, say, this is a safe place for your body to process. I know you have a lot to process. That was a little bit wild of a relationship.
Yeah.
And let's process tonight. And so it's not like, I don't want to dream of him or I want to. And like, it means something. Let your body do its thing. Let it be safe to take care of itself.
Secondly, I love that.
If you're having a more spiritual experience in the dream, meaning, you know, we do when we allow ourselves to fall asleep without electronics for like 30 minutes to an hour, we really shut down the body. we can have lucid dreaming. We can remember where our soul goes and the people we talk to and connect with and grow from and integrate with. So I also want to sit here and say, perhaps you are still processing out in a higher level of consciousness, the soul, the relationship still with your ex-partner, that you guys are still having to meet up, integrate of like, wow, we just did that. Congrats. Like, that was crazy, you know, and sending messages down to the earth body to process the emotions, to heal. So in my theories and what I've experienced through my work, that not to say, oh man, you broke up Earthside, you're probably still working through it energetics. You're probably still together in a contract, still working through as the physical body, but the messages down to the physical body will heal itself.
That's beautiful. And it made me think too, I had, when I had Dr. Amen on the podcast, he was talking about during sleep, your brain is actually literally cleaning itself. Like that's like the actual, like, it's so cool to see like, you know, two different sides of the coin with what's happening during dreams. But yeah, it's, you know, it's your brain cleaning itself. It's, I love that saying, thank you. I'm so glad that I dreamt about that because it means I've processed it and I didn't have to do it when I was awake.
Yeah. And don't reach out to add more data.
Yes.
Let it be. I think that's where people get caught up is like, I just had the dream. Shoot, that's a symbol. I should reach out. Yes, they probably energetically felt it too. Yes, they're probably sitting there going like, don't pick up the phone. Don't pick up the phone. Two parties trying to be responsible. But within that, you know, just honoring, no, I don't want to collect more data for the brain. Like, let me keep letting it do its thing.
I mean, it is healing itself in so many ways. I actually, so in the sobriety community, having drinking dreams is very common, especially as you get close to like sobriety anniversaries. And I remember the first time I had a really vivid one, I shared about it at a meeting. It was really disturbing to me. And someone said, be grateful. That was, you know, you basically got to experience everything that would have happened if you did drink, but you didn't have to actually do it. So in some ways, it's like a hall pass to remind you of why it's data in and of itself. I didn't have to go out and try it because I got the data from the dream, which is so cool.
Yeah. So your body, again, like, you know, if you believe in like parallel lives or like sliding doors, you're having, because sometimes we have beautiful dreams of our exes.
Yeah.
That in some timeline out in the universe, perhaps that moment was going to happen too. And perhaps it did just in the energetic world. And again, it's like having the dualities of pain and like beauty taking place. And again, just having gratitude for it all. And especially in dreams, because again, like you were saying, that's interesting that so many people through the breakup community have dreams about it. It's because literally we are so connected to it.
Yeah. I love the perspective that you said of basically saying thank you for it, because I think the experience a lot of people have is I'm spending all of my waking hours thinking about my ex and I would love a reprieve from it when I go to sleep, you know, but it's like, I can't escape it right now. It's feels like it's 24/7. But I think if we can look at it the perspective of, no, it's actually productive to dream about your ex. That's a great perspective to have on it.
It's exactly what to do to heal itself.
Yeah. So you mentioned before going to bed, avoiding electronics. Is there anything else that people can do, let's say before bed, to help, I don't know, get themselves in a good spot to have productive night energetically, if that is the right way
to
say it.
Yeah. And even like, you know, if going like, okay, so, and this is for anybody and everybody, again, like the last 30 minutes, really just quieting down the mind. So usually electronics, you know, not collecting more and more, getting quiet. And you don't even need to like meditate or anything at the end of the day if you don't want to, but usually like, you know, doing a little gratitude or prayer of, you know, thank you for this beautiful day. And, you know, as I enter sleep, completely, you know, allowing my body to process, my mind to process what happens next and saying, I don't want to dream about him, or like, please bring me a dream so I can like meet up with them again. Mm-hmm. And just allowing that process. And I would also, if anybody is waking up in the night startled by dreams, keep a dream journal by it, writing it down.
Okay.
Or even right before bed, writing down, in, if you want to kind of help the body along, write down any of those intrusive thoughts, like brain dump, you know, that way you can kind of be in a level up while you're dreaming and allowing that.
Okay. Yeah. I love that because I do think we can sometimes before bed, it's like we have these thoughts that pop up and we try to just push them away. Like, no, I just want to go to sleep. I just want to go to sleep. But instead being able to flush those ideas out. And I know a lot of people experience where they wake up in the middle of the night rattled by a dream. And honestly, sometimes you wake up and you're like, I've had that time where I want to get back into a dream. Do you ever do like where you're like, you're like, oh, I liked this dream. Let me get back. I want to see how it ends, or I want to like be in it even further. And my second part to that is if someone wakes up in the morning feeling very rattled by a dream, whether they're just sad or they feel like they can't shake it, is there anything that, and let's say they have to go to work and go about their day, is there anything people can do to kind of clear that out for the day?
Yeah. And so especially when our brain has processed something, especially when our energy has processed and you wake up even like almost like detox, where now it's sitting in your aura or your electric field, which is around the 18 inches around your body. Every single living thing has one and it detoxes, right? So you're like, whoa, now that's just sitting on me, and you feel it more in the ego, or it's just like, this doesn't even feel deep. I just, you know?
Yeah. It just feels like you want to just like shower or something to like get it off you.
You actually want to shower. You want to use water as such a cleansing tool. If you want to go a step further, get a salt scrub. Salt absorbs energy. If you were sitting in a controlled environment, you'd see the difference, you know, energy waves coming off of you. So if you're really in it, grab a salt scrub. I prefer to do like a salt bath at night to actually clear my day. If you're somebody who's empathic, especially if you're somebody who's empathic that went through a breakup, you're going to be feeling a lot of what they're feeling. You might be having like sensations, even the new person they're talking to or their mother, or like you're going to be feeling a lot because you're highly sensitive to it in that moment. And then you're highly sensitive anyways. Highly recommend if you are like deep feeler or empathic to be taking baths at night with Epsom salts. And if you don't have a bath, just using some sort of salt scrub to clear it off.
Okay.
You're going to have to work double time.
Yeah. Okay. No, that makes a lot of sense. And my last question for you is, from what I know about you, you're so good at helping people connect to their intuition. And I feel like so many people, whether it's true or not, they feel like they've disconnected from their intuition, or they feel like they can't trust themselves after a breakup. And whether that's because you felt like you were wrong about the person and now you feel like you can't trust your judgment, or what, or you didn't see the breakup coming. And you said at one point, you know, we'll know the difference between just a thought or, you know, something deeper than that. What are some things that you can recommend to help people connect back with their gut, with their intuition as they're navigating this breakup?
Yeah. And, you know, it's a bit of a tricky answer because one, really honoring that your actual physical sense probably is in fight or flight. So you are not thinking how you would in a normal environment. And I know you are good at this. Like I've even used your tools before when I was going through a breakup. You need tools in front of you because you know you're not functioning chemically how you usually do. So be ready for it.
Okay.
Be like, you know, like I'm on the offense instead of the defense. But once you have a plan set up and you kind of like go into a deeper level into your intuition, you know, obviously there's earth guides like you that are here. I mean, you're probably an angel to so many people that are going through tough times, but also ask for a breakup guide from the universe. You know, the universe will respond to every thought, every action. It is a magnet. It's a boomerang. So be like, universe, God, whatever your, you know, faith is like, can I have a breakup guide? And call upon them and ask for them every single morning. Ask for an archangel. You do not have to do it alone. And, you know, that will help you process through. So breakup guides, you know, just be like every morning, be like, I need a breakup guide.
Yeah.
Just anybody. I'll take anybody, someone in training, whatever, you know, like to help you all the support you can And it is free support from the universe that you're allowed to have at any moment. And trust then, if you're asking for that every single morning, every single thing that's happening is perfectly on time for the story being written about your life. And then be like, cool, I know I'm asking for things, so I'm not running idle, meaning I'm not sitting in, you know, that kind of in between time where, and I'm sure we've all felt it, whether we're living for somebody else or just kind of stagnant. It's like, at least I'm in progression and releasing wherever it goes. So just asking for help, also for your gut, eating very grounding foods. So either root vegetables like beets, carrots, potatoes, or if you like proteins, like animal proteins, beef, that's grounding, pork. It sounds silly, but fish and like chicken are more air and water, grounding food for your body, because it'll ground you into your physical self.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah. So it's just a support system.
Okay. I believe so firmly in that if I'm open and I'm asking for support, I will get it. It will not be the way I think it should, quote unquote, should be, or, you know.
Never once in my life.
Never.
In the way that I wanted it, but every single thing has taken place.
Yes.
But never once how I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's very funny to look back and think about the stuff I wanted to happen. And a lot of the stuff did happen, but just not in the way.
Yeah. Jobs, parenting, family dynamics, you know, the haircut you wanted.
Yes. It's wild to look back on it. But I do think if you're open to it and you're in a place of receiving, you know, you will get. And I remember my sponsor would always say, she's like, she would tell her husband something like 15 times. And then one day he would be like, I heard the craziest thing on Oprah earlier. You know, it's like, we never know where we're going to get messages from, but if we're staying open to it, like we will get the message when we need it.
Yeah. And also a big practice, because, you know, it's coming back into this place, because often when we have a breakup, it's, I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of you have heard of your heart chakra that you can stay open to. You know, it's this energy that pushes out. And every time our heart beats, it sends out a frequency over 100 miles wide, which is wild to think. Now, practice opening your back heart, which is between the shoulder blades, and that is your receival place. So, you know, you can close your eyes, and of course, we can imagine our heart open. Most of us are giving people, but can you practice the receiving space of opening your back heart chakra and allowing your whole existence to help you, to support you? And that's a practice for anybody, even in a relationship, is the place of receival, is really practicing that, fixing the posture, opening it up, and just allowing, basically, you know, if you need to imagine like hands on your back or just energy flowing through, just complete support to who you are as an individual.
I love that. I've never heard of that, but that's a great practice to get into. Thank you for sharing so many great practical tools. That's like what we love on this show, is for people to walk away with really concrete things that they can do. Can you share with people how they can find more of you and connect with you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Instagram is always a great place to find me, JessicaStone_co. And then I have a great little private community if you're looking for classes from how to work with your chakras, past lives, you know, how to energetically cleanse a home, which is great if you have broken up and still feel their energy in the place to actually reset it. So important.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I will link your website and your Instagram in the show notes, but thank you so much for coming on and sharing your gift with us. And yeah. Been great.
Thank you, and have a good one.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that This too shall pass, I promise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.